ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we continue reading this morning from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Ideal Family Life, text number 38. Teso eva bhagavan rajans. Teso eva bhagavan rajans. Taratam ye navartate, taratam ye navartate, tasmat patram hi purusho, tasmat patram hi purusho, yavan atma yate yate. Tesa eva bhagavan rajam taratam yena vartate tasmat patram hi purusho yavan atma yate yate.
Word for word meaning: Teshu, among the different types of bodies, demigod, human, animal, bird, etc. Eva, indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His Param Atma feature. Rajan, O King, taratam yena, comparatively more or less, vartate, is situated, tasmat, therefore, patram, the Supreme Person, he indeed, purusha, Param Atma, Yavan, as far as Atma, the degree of understanding, Yata, development of austerity and penance, Iyate, is manifest. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ke. O King Yudhisthira, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 15, it is said, Matasmi tirgyanam apuhanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His localized aspect gives intelligence to the individual soul as far as He is able to grasp it. Therefore, we find the individual soul in different high and low positions. A living entity with the body of a bird or a beast cannot take instructions from the Supreme Soul as adequately as an advanced human being. Thus, there are gradations of bodily forms. In human society, The perfect Brahmana is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness. And further advanced than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. Therefore, the best persons are the Vaishnavas and Vishnu. When charity is to be given, one should take instruction from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, text 20. Datavyam iti yaddanam diyate nupakarine dese kala cha patre cha taddhanam sadbikam smritam. Quote, that gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. Unquote. One should give charity to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, for thus the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be worshipped. In this connection, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Brahmadi stavaranteshu naviseso hari kvachit vyakti matra viseshena taratamyam vadanti cha. Beginning from Brahma down to the ant, everyone is conducted by the super soul. Isvara sarva bhutanam riddese arjuna tistate. But because of a particular person's advancement in spiritual consciousness, he is considered to be important. Therefore, the Brahmana Vaishnava is important, and above all, the Super Soul, the Personality of Godhead, is the most important personality. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 38 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Ideal Family Life. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurinvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sivichakambitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanispari Visavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Teso Eva Bhagavan Rajam Starantam Yena Vardate Tasmat patram hi purusho yavan atma yate yate. Atma. The word atma here, Prabhupada translate as the degree of understanding. Usually atma, we've heard, atma means soul. or the body, or the mind. But Prabhupada translated here means the degree of understanding, which means that every living beings here in the material world, because we're under the modes of material nature, we're given a specific body accordingly to our activities from the past and to the qualities that we acquired. And it says in the scriptures that there are 8,400,000 species of life, and very small portion are the human form of life, 400,000 only. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was conversing with Srila Rupa Goswami, he was saying that, yes, even amongst human form of life, there are two kinds, civilized and uncivilized. Civilized means the Aryan race. Aryan race means those who know the purpose of human form of life. They are civilized. Even though one has in human form of life, and let's say very wealthy, very knowledgeable, materialistic, they're not civilized. One can live in a village, live a simple lifestyle, till the ground, have few cows, but know the purpose of human form of life. He is civilized. So accordingly, we acquire different forms of body. This lifetime, we're very fortunate. Somehow, we are given a chance in this lifetime to go back to the spiritual world. This human form of life, it says, is the best vehicle whereby one can cross the ocean of material sufferings. Other living beings, lower than the human form of life, they are in the mode of ignorance and passion. And those who are higher living beings, like the demigods, who reside in the heavenly planets, they are more in the mode of goodness. Human form of life is like more in the mode of passion. So accordingly, the Supreme Lord, as the localized aspect, Atma, there are three kinds or three aspects of the Supreme Lord. Brahmeti, Parameti, Bhagavan Iti, Sabjate. Brahman, just like the sunshine, where does the sunshine is coming from? It's coming from the effulgence of the body of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. It goes way to the Brahma Jyoti. It's this light, this Brahman, where most of the jnanis and the impersonalists wants to merge. Then there is the localized aspect, the super soul, who is present within everyone's heart. He is the seer. Sarvasya chaham hidisa navisto matasmitir jnanam apuhanam cha. He is the one who gives us remembrance and forgetfulness. Sometimes we try to recollect something and it will not come immediately, or sometimes we say, oh, it's on the tip of my tongue, but we cannot say it. That is a super soul who controls the not controls, but he is the permitter and he's the controller also. So the super soul is the observer. It says in the scriptures that there is a tree which is compared to the body, and there are two birds sitting on the tree, the super soul and the other one is the Atma, Jiva Atma. Now the Jiva Atma would like to taste the fruit. That fruit is a fruit of sense enjoyment, fruitive activities. And the super soul says, no, don't do it, because there'll be a reaction. And the reaction may be the cause of your enjoyment, material enjoyment, which is flickering, and material suffering. which is very, very hard, very difficult to take. As Prahlad Maharaj says, everyone is looking for happiness. No one is looking for suffering. But why suffering comes? Are you looking for suffering? Huh? Any one of you? But why suffering comes? It's out of our control because of our uncontrolled senses. So, Paramatma, he is the observer, and he tells us that, or warns us, please don't. And if we understand or hears, according to the Bhagavad Gita, we can only hear the Super Soul when our senses are fully controlled. When the senses are fully controlled, then the mind is also controlled. That means the mind is the one who controls the senses. When the mind is peaceful, then the Super Soul is already rich. It's within our grasp. And whenever the Super Soul will tell us something, we'll be able to hear. Right now, it is our mind whom we are hearing. It's not the Super Soul. Because of our uncontrolled senses, then the mind says, yes, do that, do this. Yeah, this is good. No, this is bad. Prabhupada says, in the material world, there is no good and there is no bad. Everything is bad. Because it's the material world. So it is our mental concoction saying, oh, this is better. This is not so good. No, this is mental concoction. Everything is bad. However, if we are able to control our senses, the mind becomes peaceful, then you are in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada says, at least those who are practicing devotional service, you should be in the mode of goodness. According to the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one can practice devotional service either in a mode of ignorance, mode of passion, and mode of goodness. Mostly the beginner or a neophyte, Prakrita Bhakta means a materialistic devotee. He is practicing bhakti in the mode of ignorance and passion a little bit. Mostly in ignorance. What does it mean that practicing bhakti in the mode of ignorance? Let's say, for example, give an example of pujari. Okay? We're not saying pujari. Say, if one performs a pujari service, but then he wants, at the same time, recognition, he wants to make money. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, in Vrindavan, sometimes they have deities or sila, and they will use the sila for breaking the knots. Or they will show you the deities if you give money. Sometimes you go in some temples here in Vrindavan, without special darshan, you cannot get without paisa, without rupees. So they're using the deities for their own benefit. It's a mode of ignorance. And then there is another one, mode of passion. Let's say you want recognition. Yes, you want recognition. You want to be known as the best pujari in ISKCON. You're so proud of your service. And then there is one who's in the mode of goodness. They say, oh, I am so fallen. My spiritual master and Lord Krishna, they're giving me chance to do some service. I know I don't have any qualification, but I will do my best to do this service. This is in the mode of goodness. Prabhupada says, at least we should be in the mode of goodness. Then we can come to the platform of Sudha Sattva, Visuddha Sattva. That means pure goodness. And pure goodness means transcendental. So as long as the living entities act under the modes of material nature, which is binding, explains in the Bhagavad Gita, this is called guna, not triguna, the three modes. Guna also is meant, meaning of guna is like a rope. It's like in the Philippines, we have this Manila hemp. Manila hemp is a rope, very strong rope. The sailors use them. The three strands, you put them together, you cannot break it. So every living being is, we are bound by these modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. Whether you're in the body of a cat or a dog, or a bird, or a monkey, or human platform, or demigods, a Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna, right from the highest planetary system in Brahma Loka, where Lord Brahma resides, up to the smallest insect, Indragopa, we are bound by the modes of material nature. So we have to learn how to discriminate. Discriminating means introspective. We should always think, what is the best for Krishna's pleasure? As soon as we think, even a small percentage, what is it for me? Then there is a reaction. We'll take birth again. So, these gunas, Prabhupada says, gave an example. There's three primary colors, red, blue, and yellow. If you're an expert artist, it's like we have this Satchinandan Prabhu, his painting. Behind this Krishna Balaram, there's a Radha Krishna painting. He's an expert. He can mix these three primary colors, and 3 times 3 becomes 9, 9 times 9 becomes 81, 81 times 81 becomes 600 something. You can have thousands and thousands of different shades of colors. So accordingly, when we mix up this material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, we attain a certain form of body. And according to our desire, we attain one of these 8,400,000 species of life. As there are many species of life, there are as many desires that one can have. And you can only obtain or fulfill that desire if you attain that specific body. That's why there are 8,400,000 species. That means there are 8,400,000 different desires at the time of death. Yam yam bapi smaram babam jayante ante kalevaram. What one thinks at the time of death, that will he attain. So in human society, the perfect Brahmana actually is a Vaishnav. A Vaishnav is automatically a Brahmana. Brahmana is supposed to be in the mode of goodness. It is explained also in the Bhagavad Gita, different characteristics of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. And to be a Sudra, you also have to be qualified. Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Everybody is a Sudra in the age of Kali. But when through the reformatory process, practice of bhakti yoga, even the lowest, even the most sinful, even the most person who is in the mode of goodness, darkest of all, he can transform himself into a first class Brahmana or a Vaishnava. This is the mystery here. It doesn't matter how much covered we are in the modes of material nature, we can transgress all of this and come to the platform of being a Vaishnava. especially when we take up to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a chapter called Divisions of Faith. There are 9 different ways how the modes of nature is being practiced. It's like giving charity. Prabhupada gave an example here. Giving charity. You have to give charity accordingly to the right person at the right time and for the right cause. Some people, they give charity, you know, like if you go driving in Delhi and there is some children knocking at your door, or some ladies with their children, they're knocking on your door and asking for some charity. What are you going to do? Are you going to give him money? Are you going to give them money? Or what? But you don't know what they're going to do with the money. But if you give to a Brahmana or to Krishna and the Lakshmi, the money that you gave is going to be used for proper, then you get benefited. So there are different ways. There's a hearing in the mode of ignorance. There is hearing in the mode of passion. There is hearing in the mode of goodness. There is chanting in a mode of ignorance. Everybody knows what is the mode of ignorance, right? We all do that every day, practically. Sleeping while chanting or chanting while sleeping. Is it the same? It's better to chant while sleeping than sleeping while chanting. Mode of passion, try to finish his rounds so fast, as much as quickly as possible, then you're not able to hear the holy name, you cannot distinguish. As Prabhupada says, we should chant clearly. We should chant, we don't chant because we want some higher birth, we don't chant because to finish our sufferings, we don't chant for any material reasons. We chant so that we can serve more Krishna. Chanting means, Krishna, I want to do more service. Chanting doesn't mean, oh, I want more balance in my bank account, or I want my children to get married as soon as possible. No, that is in a different mode. So we have to learn how to discriminate. As it says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you don't know the difference between goodness, passion, and ignorance, you will not be able to get out of this material world. You will take birth again and again, suffer repeated birth, death, old age, and disease again and again. It says in the scriptures that this modes of material nature are like thorn. It's like if you go on parikrama, I met one devotee, he was doing parikrama and he got bandaged this morning. He got a bandage on his foot, on his right foot. I asked him, what happened, Prabhu? Oh, I had some thorn, big thorn in his foot, on the bottom. What is the way to take out the thorn? Another thorn, right? If you have pierce at the bottom of your feet or foot, a thorn, you take another thorn and take it out. You cannot take it out by your hand. Not possible. So similarly, one must learn how to understand these modes of material nature. One must be knowledgeable. We should always think, not just once, not just twice, even 3 times before we do something, even before we say something. Is it going to be helpful to the other person, what I'm going to say, or is it only for my own benefit? Is it going to help the situation whereby I'm able to help that other person to become Krishna conscious. Or as a materialist, they will say, oh, for you, I don't make profit. But they calculate many, many times what's going to be for their own benefit. This is very important. So, the Paramatma is very, very special feature of the Supreme Lord. Paramatma never leaves us, even in the form of lower species of life. That doesn't mean that the Paramatma becomes affected. No, Paramatma's feature of the Supreme Lord is only in the material world to help the conditioned souls to go back home, back to Godhead. We have to understand how this Paramatma feature of the Supreme Lord also functions. The feature. Isvara sarvabhutanam hridye se arjuna tisthate. Mantra yujani mayaya. Yantra? Is a yantra, this body, yes. This body is there. And the super soul is within our heart. It says the super soul is the size between here and here. Like your thumb. That is the feature it explains in the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord in the heart. From there to there. But at the same time, the super soul is smaller than the smallest. The super soul also is here in this material form, this microphone. Super soul is everywhere. Everywhere, every atoms within the atoms, or right now they have smaller than atoms called quarks. Even within the quarks, the super soul is there, and the super soul is also within us. So we have to understand that the super soul is always there and be very, very attentive because this super soul talks to us, but we don't hear. We don't hear. Informs us, give us direction, but we cannot hear. So, the super soul, very, very compassionate. It's always telling us, come on, let's go this way. But we say, oh, I don't want to go that way. That's why we are given this very valuable jewel. And that very valuable jewel is called minute independence. Every one of us in the material world has minute independence. We can use it properly or we can misuse it properly. And most of the times, we are misusing it. We are improperly using it. Misuse. We should know that misuse of this minute independence means always for my benefit. The pure devotees of the Lord, they don't misuse independence. They have independence also, but they use it properly. Only for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. But as soon as we think, what is it for me? That's like materialist. If I don't get a cut, if I don't get something, a few percentage here, I will not do. The Prabhupada gave an example. It's a materialist. Do you think they will work if they don't get the salary? Huh? How about us here? Do we get paid here? Is there anybody here get paid to do chanting? To come to the mandir? To have darshan? Is there anyone here who get paid to tell others about Krishna? Is there anyone getting paid here to do the puja for the Lord? Of course not. Bhakti is voluntary. There is no material transaction in bhakti. As soon as there is a little bit of material transaction in bhakti, that is not bhakti. It cannot be called bhakti. It's business. So minute independence, if we always think for yourself or your family or your friends or your loved ones, then that is the root cause of taking birth again and again in this material world. There is no way of out, no way of getting out. As Prabhupada says, if you want to stay in the material world, Krishna will let you forget him. If you want to forget Krishna, fine. Krishna will let you forget him. So where can you find a personality like this? Where can you find a person who, whatever you want to do, you can do, but you are not free? There is a reaction. There is a reaction for your activities. A super soul is like that. Super soul telling us, don't do it. Okay, do this. Well, we go in a different way, the opposite direction. And then the super soul says, well, I told you not to do it. You want to do it? Fine, you can do it. But you are responsible for the reaction. Don't blame others. The materialist, if something happens to them unfavorably, he will put the fingers to everybody. You are the cause of why am I suffering. Is that true? No. Why we suffer is because of us, our very self. We cannot blame anybody. Now, if a materialist is doing good, then he glorify himself. He glorify himself. He will think that, yes, it's because of me. No, a devotee is the opposite. If something is being, he's being praised, is being glorified, it's like Prabhupada, he would often say, oh, it's only due to the causeless mercy of my Guru Maharaj. I am not qualified. I don't know. I don't have anything. It is only due to the mercy of Guru and Krishna. If there is anything that I can take the credit for, is that I'm only following always the instructions of my Guru Maharaj. This should be the lesson for us. Those of us sadhakas, those of us who are practicing devotees, we don't have any qualifications. We should not never think that I have qualification at all. My only qualification is because my Guru Maharaj's causeless mercy to do what I'm doing right now. Then we will make advancement. Then we will come to the platform that is Sudasattva, that is mode of goodness. And then eventually one can become in the platform of pure goodness. Then one will not take birth again in this material world. One will reach the final destination, which is Goloka Vrindavan. Or even if we reach Vaikuntha, Goloka is very high. Not everybody can reach Goloka Vrindavan. But we're shooting for Goloka Vrindavan. Because our parampara, they're all Brajabasis. But even if we reach Vaikuntha, that is good enough. It's very rare to reach the spiritual world. You have to be pure in heart. And pure in heart means your intention should be pure. No self-motivation, no self-interest. It's not so easy to not have any self-interest. As long as we have this material body, we will have self-interest. So we have to purify this body. We have to purify our senses. Very rare to find a person who does not have material desires. Very rare to find a person who does not have ulterior motive. Very rare to find a person who does not have self-interest. If you can find that person, go grab his lotus feet. And grabbing his lotus feet means following in his footsteps and his instructions. That's why in the material world, Bhagavan is very rare. Lord Krishna will come only once in one day of Lord Brahma. Bhakti is very rare. Bhakti is not external. You may find a devotee running back and forth, doing so many services. What is his motive? Why is he doing what he's doing? It is bhakti. You cannot tell a person. It's not by popular vote that, hey, this devotee is is a pure devotee. No. It is what's inside, because bhakti means internal. Bhakti is not external. Of course, what is internal, it comes out also. What's inside, it comes out. But not always that what is outside is also inside. You can tell. You can tell. So bhakti is very rare. Bhagavan, he comes very rare. And bhakta, that is very rare. Right now, we're not devotees yet. We're just trying to become a devotee. We don't consider ourselves as devotee. That is very high. To reach that platform of being a bhakta, that is our goal. But very rare to reach that platform. We have to work so hard. We have to perform so much austerities. We have to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. We have to please Guru and Krishna. Hopefully, in this lifetime, there is a hope for us. If Prabhupada says, you can make it in this lifetime, not to take birth again in any species of life, go back home, back to Godhead, it is possible by His mercy only. Okay, I'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Give back the mic. It's on. It is on. Speak. You know what bodily concept of life means? Mental platform. When we say you're in the bodily concept, Prabhu, not this body, mind, you're in the mental platform. That's why it's very difficult. The mind, Prabhupada, is the only way how you can, I was just reading also. The only way how you can control the mind is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to be engaged in the Sankirtan process of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then you will not be in the bodily concept. You'll go. You transcend yourself immediately. If you're not engaged in the kirtan, let's say there's a kirtan going on right now here, and you're sitting over there, you're in the bodily platform, Prabhu. You jump in the kirtan. Lose yourself. You want to get out of the bodily platform? Go distribute books. Go tell others about Krishna. Even if you are in the bodily platform, you will get out of the bodily platform. And keep doing it. Because as soon as you stop, You'll go back again to the bodily platform. The process of bhakti is continuous, like honey. It says in the sastra. You know honey? When you pour honey, it's continuous. There's no breakage. There's no gap. So bhakti means, if you see a devotee like this, it's just like non-stop and nothing for himself. He doesn't care. Because everything is for Krishna, then you're not in the bodily platform.
What? When my contact comes with migration, then my consciousness turns into body consciousness.
If what?
When we contact with family members, my consciousness is body consciousness.
That is possible if your family are not devotees. So you make them devotees. Continue what you're doing. Just think in such a way that you are able to help them. If the family members are not devotees, then try to help them to become devotees. But if you just want to fulfill their material desires, you're finished. Usually, oh yes, I want to make my family members happy. Even though it is material happiness, then you're in the bodily platform immediately. You should be able to learn how to say no. Sorry, can't do that. Even if they demand, I'm sorry, it's against my principle. You do whatever you like, but don't involve me. You want me to be involved? Then I'm gonna tell you what to do, how to do it. Okay? Then you'll be not in the bodily platform. Anything else? Karvajan, just wait. You always have up on that side. Right there. Yes. Whatever is your last desire, whatever is your last thinking, whatever you're thinking, it is there in the subconscious. Some people are in the coma. You don't know what they're thinking. They are thinking. They can hear what we are talking about, but they cannot speak. So at the time of death, you may have forgotten everything, but also it depends on what your activities during the lifetime and your last desire. For devotees? Huh? Yes. It's like the materialists are always thinking of woman and money. Specifically, woman and money, or opposite sex and money. They're always thinking 24 hours a day. So, that's it. You'll take birth in the lower species of life where you can fulfill all of this. For devotees, they say he's in a coma, but he can hear the holy name. And he'll remember the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The best when you leave your body, or before leaving one's body, is that you remember Krishna. And with the help of the Vaishnavas.
Yes.
Yes.
They have different capacity
Yeah, okay, okay, okay. What is the question? Understand. We understand the question. But that I already answer in the class. This different capacity to absorb means we are in a different modes of nature. The more we are covered up by the modes of material nature, the more it's difficult for us. Even in the human platform, one who is in the mode of ignorance predominantly, he cannot accept this. We just give him prasad. So you can get out, or you can be able to perceive, even if your perception is very limited or low, once they start chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why we mentioned the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is by their mercy only. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Everything depends on chanting. Chanting is the principal limb of devotional service. It boils down in what's in your mind when you're chanting. Because I know some devotees, they chant because they want a better job. I told this a few times. I had a devotee in Toronto. He says, Maharaj. Oh, I'm not a Maharaj then. He says, Prabhu, I've been chanting for 2 years. I still don't get a job. So, what does that mean? They chant because they want material benefits. If you chant and you just want service, your consciousness becomes clear, your mind becomes clear. Yeah, your capacity to perceive is, everything becomes clear. You're one-pointed. Bhyavisayat mikabudhir ekaha kuru nandana. You're fixed, you're focused. It's not many branch. If you're many branches, it doesn't matter. Keep reading, reading, reading. Nothing goes inside because your mind is somewhere else. So when you chant, you chant. You don't think of anything. Prabhupada says, when you chant, you just hear the holy name. Don't even think of Krishna Lila. Radha Krishna Lila. That is artificial. We hang on to the dhoti of our Guru Maharaj. That is our lust. Because he is hanging on to Gauranga and Nityananda. This is the parampara. You don't go by yourself. You go through parampara. The more we get faith, our faith becomes stronger and stronger to our Guru Maharaj, the more we can get out of this material world. Because he is the one who can lift us out from the material world. We endeavor, but we ask help. We don't endeavor on our own strength, on our own experience, on our own skills. We endeavor because, as we mentioned earlier, the only credentials that Prabhupada accept is that because I follow my Guru Maharaj fully. So there's a hope for all of us. This should be our meditation. Yes, Karvajan ji, last. Yes. The qualification of one to be called as a devotee is that he doesn't feel he is qualified. Once you said, I am a devotee, you're not a devotee. You are a devotee because you are trying to. It's like Prabhupada gave an example. It's like flying to London. You have your ticket. Well, you are not reached the airport yet, but your ticket is your passage to go to London. So right now, our passage is because we are chanting. So we are devotee in a sense, but we are not really devotee. Because that devotee is very high. It's not just because you're chanting Hare Krishna, you are a devotee. No. As we mentioned earlier, why you're chanting? What is the reason why you're chanting? But at the same time, because you don't stop chanting, eventually you'll become a devotee. So we should always think, actually the pure devotees themselves, they don't think themselves as devotee. They think everybody is the devotees of the Lord except themselves. But they are very high. Very, very high caliber. So always think yourself as unqualified, even if you are qualified. Your qualification is that you accept yourself being unqualified. That makes you qualified. Do you understand? But always striving to be qualified. Because being qualified and qualified, it's like, in the spiritual world, there is pure, more pure, and there is purest. Even in sannyasis, there are different levels of sannyasis. There is Bahudak, Kutichak, Paribrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. Like Prabhupada. Prabhupada is Paramahamsa. Yeah, the highest. Param. Amsa, like topmost swan-like personality. Yes, sir. Last question. Everything is bad. It's only in our concoction that is good. Because good karma is still bad karma. There is no such thing as good karma. Karma means you have to come back to get the reaction. You want to do good? But that is in the material platform. So you take birth in the heavenly planets. Then you take birth again. We have to go to the platform of pure goodness.
So they have a lot of piety, activity. So they cannot go to the spiritual world because unless they did not digest
they're called Sakama Bhaktas. Sakama Bhaktas, that means they still have, they're enjoying their position. They're enjoying the facilities there. So they become intoxicated that they forgot the purpose to become self-realized, to dovetail all their actions in Krishna consciousness. In the middle planetary systems where we are, it is easier. If you are having so much facilities for sense enjoyment, you'll forget. Even, well, of course, anywhere. That's why it says that the best candidates for one becoming a devotee is that you suffer a lot, that you understand that you are suffering, that you want to end your suffering, that you want to give up this material world. That is the best candidate. As long as you are in the enjoying mood, it's very difficult. That means mode of passion, enjoying mood, material, and ignorance. Okay? Is that okay? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Thank you, Lord.